Dirt plays a very important part in a farmer's life. Of course, it has to be in the right place, on the ground and not in the air. Dirt in the air can be devastating in more ways than one. Your tractor can't stand to internalize dirt-filled air. If it wasn't for the air cleaner, the engine would wear out prematurely. How long will an engine last internally if it's constantly sucking in dirty air? Well, a good rule of thumb is not long. That tractor would look fine on the outside, but be useless as a working machine. You are like that tractor. You might be looking great on the outside, but what kind of stuff are you sucking into your brain? Your Creator designed you to run on good, clean air. Air in the Bible is an illustration of the Holy Spirit. The Bible should act as a holy air cleaner, filtering out the crud from dirty books, music, and media, filling us with pure things of the Spirit, love, joy, and peace. If our tractors are important to us, don't you think we are important to God? This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
Need pain relief? Gresca's Topical Mist Spray-On Water-Based Carbon 60 Suspension quickly absorbs into the skin, penetrating into muscles and joints to help reduce oxidative stress and inflammation. Spray it on to mist away your pain. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Be sure to tell them that Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
Join me for my America First radio show, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
You've probably been hearing me talk about YRefi for a while now. YRefi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually helps people. A lot of people are talking about this investment, so I'd like to review the basics with you. First off, yes, it's true. You can earn up to 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose, and there are absolutely no fees. There is no attack on principal if you ever need your money back, and your monthly statements will have no surprises. If you're not sure if you can trust this economy, this secure collateralized portfolio may be a good option for you. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's the word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call them at 888-YREFI24. That's 888-YREFI24. Tell them Joe sent you.
Tune in every Saturday morning from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360 AM, for the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all season long every Saturday morning, 11 to noon.
The conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. Edward Bernays, Propaganda, 1928.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit renewremedy.com.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Around you. And welcome to the second hour of today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Monday through Friday, 11 to 1 on americasfreedomnetwork.com. And the podcasts are on archived on 1360khnc.com podcast section, Present Truth site. And then nightly through the week, 6 to 7, the first hour of each program will play on 1360 AM radio here in Johnstown, Colorado, covering all of northern Colorado and down south to halfway to Colorado Springs and out east and over the mountains. I was up in Steamboat Springs one day, and I could listen to the station up there. It was fantastic. Okay, I haven't really, in the last couple of weeks, I've been covering other things, so many other things, like now we have this new assassination attempt. And I haven't been discussing what's happening in Israel, which is another prophecy in the book of Psalms, chapter 83. This is the great Gaza War. Not only the Gaza War, but the war in Lebanon, a conflict in Syria, and also eventually, very soon, the fire is going to drift to the east into present-day Jordan. It hasn't drifted there yet, but it's going to. Psalm 83. That prophecy is the psalm of, it had a beginning date, October 7th, 2023. It has an expiration date. The war is going to be over very soon. Israel has been successful in finding the ways in which arms are coming into that area from the north and from the south out of Egypt, cutting off the supply lines of weapons. Been very successful. No one really knows that Israel is basically in a mop-up situation. They are going in and taking out small groups in Gaza, hiding in UN compounds or areas, you know, business buildings, schools, UNRWA buildings. Israel has been going underground, finding the tunnels, and destroying their manufacturing ability, the capabilities. Israel has been very effective, to the point where the Arab countries are, they're pretty shocked, is a word. It's unbelievable. They knew years ago that Israel would be very difficult. It would be a war with Israel would be extremely difficult. And they knew. Benjamin Netanyahu had warned them, if you decide to pull anything off like another attack on our nation, this time there will be no end. There's not going to be any, there won't be any negotiations. That will be it. The next time, meaning beyond a year ago, the next time conflict occurred, Benjamin Netanyahu made it very clear to the Hamas, PLO, all of them. He would end their abilities to attack Israel any longer. People of the world has been calling for negotiations. the families, the hostages, calling for negotiations. The families of the six people that were killed 2 weeks ago, these families came forward in support of Benjamin Netanyahu. They told Benjamin that you finish the war. Finish it. Get rid of the terrorists. Free Israel from their conflict. They rebuild whenever there's negotiations, whenever there's a peace treaty, they rebuild and they come back stronger the next time. Finish the war. And that quieted the people down, the people in Israel, that kind of quieted them down, including the families of the hostages that are still being held captive. Many of those hostages are not even living. Israel has stated that it's sad to say, but many of them are no longer even alive. But Benjamin Netanyahu has repeatedly stated that there will be no negotiations. There will be no opportunity for these terrorists to ever rebuild again, to ever have the opportunity to rearm. And Israel has pretty much taken out all of the Hamas leaders, all of these leaders that have been trained for decades and decades. There's only the one, Sinwar, Yahya Sinwar, and his time on this earth is growing short. Israel, for the most part, is finished in the Gaza. They're focusing more now on Hamas in Lebanon. And Hamas is having a real difficult time also in this bringing in new weapons, building their stockpiles of weapons, because Israel is targeting the routes coming from Iran into Syria, through Syria to Lebanon. Israel is taking out the shipments as they're coming in. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
This is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
Tehiwo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TehiboTeaClub.com. Tehibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TehiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TehiboTeaClub.com.
Welcome
Israel is taking out the supply lines coming from Iran through Syria into Lebanon. Hezbollah is having a hard time rearming. Russia now is sending some missiles down to Iran. And these are long-range missiles. They'll be very careful should they decide to use these Russian missiles, because Israel will end up bombing sites in Iran. More sites. Israel cannot be stopped. America, this is what infuriates the people of this country. America is going to continue to fund Israel, send Israel intelligence, weapons as needed, and will stand with Israel on the world stage. And the military-industrial complex, they are giddy. They are very excited that the Biden administration has decided to continue to arm Israel. We have objectives. America has objectives. America needs Israel. There are reasons other than just to occupy in the Middle East. We have a base in Syria already. But as Hezbollah is neutralized, as their power, they are not as powerful as they were a month ago. Israel is finding where these little pockets of these guerrilla fighters are, and in real time, they know where they are, and they're taking them out. Hezbollah is as big as they have a standing army. I can't remember how big. It's huge, but it doesn't matter. They can't get enough people into northern Israel to actually fight hand-to-hand. There's not going to be any hand-to-hand combat. And so what's going to happen is, as Israel continues to restrict Hezbollah's operations, the war is going to shift to the east in present-day Jordan. This is coming very shortly. I don't think that war is going to take very long at all. The longest of the conflicts will be right there in Gaza. The new conflict is the West Bank. Israel's not going to put up with the terrorists in the West Bank sending people into Israeli territory and exploding these car bombs. Israel's not going to put up with it. These nations are no match for Israel. They aren't. According to Psalm 83, they are no match for Benjamin Netanyahu and his army, the IDF. They knew they weren't, but they felt that they could. They had an opportunity. They felt they couldn't wait any longer. This is why the attack in southern Israel occurred on October 7th. The day that the prophecy in Psalm 83 began was on October 7th. That's the birth date. And that war, at the end of the Psalm 83 war, Israel will have taken all of Gaza back, neutralized Hezbollah in Lebanon, and will return the government to the government, to the Lebanese people. Syria will be I guess the conflict there eventually is going to end with the destruction of Damascus are going to be completely flattened. And then present-day Jordan is going to become Israel's, the addition to Israel as a nation. It'll be Israel plus a great new country. Jordan will become Israel. Israel will be three times the size that it is right now. And then that war is basically over. And then the scene will be set, the stage will be set for the next great conflict that Israel will have against Russia. And right now, Vladimir Putin is being forced to not only continue the conflict in Ukraine, but it is being forced to, because of what America is doing, America, we are just inching our way into the Middle East. We are just little steps, very subtle steps. We are trying to gain more power. And one way to do that is through our support of Israel. Now, Israel really doesn't want us to put boots on the ground in the country. But America is looking for somewhere to be able to put more, build another air base, another, I don't know, defense position. In Iraq, we have our embassy in Iraq, and that is a control center, America's control center. It's a secret control center, eavesdropping center in the Middle East. We watch everything from Baghdad. Everything. We had that big compound there put in, what was it, 20 years ago? And it is a surveillance facility. Everything happening in the Middle East, we know about it. Anything happening in Iran, we see it. What's happening in Egypt, Qatar, we know everything is happening. You see the little scorpions going across the desert? We know about the little scorpions. That area is heavily satellite imagery. And what we're watching more than anything, what the United States is watching, is Russia. We're not going to go to war with Russia nuclear. Where in the Ukraine, I don't believe there are going to be any nukes. It would be crazy. And everybody is, in Europe, they're just saying this is getting bad. The United States continues to push the NATO nations to engage with Russia to send more military equipment. But Russia's big plan, Russia's not going to deplete everything that she has as far as weapons in Ukraine. And not going to send, there's been about, 65,000 Russian troops that have died in that conflict. Well, there's been over 500,000 that have died in Ukraine. And that's not including the hundreds of thousands that are maimed, that are wounded, and still, Zelensky is still taking men off the streets, giving them minimal training, and sending them to the front. Zelensky is pushing, he would push for nuclear exchange. He's pushing for that. He has the mentality of, I can never die. No one can touch me. No one can hurt me. Send the nukes. The nukes won't hurt me. Well, we're going to see what happens to Zelensky. But Israel is getting stronger, has gained more momentum by the day. The operations are more and more successful. The operations in the Gaza, very effective. In now the West Bank, they're rounding up some of these individuals that they know they need to get out of the West Bank, putting them in prison. Benjamin Netanyahu, all of a sudden there's a shift, and all of a sudden there's less criticizing Netanyahu. Now people are starting to realize, because Israel's at the end of this conflict in the Gaza and in Lebanon, the Jewish people are thinking, well, very shortly, those that have been removed from northern Israel, from the cities, they see that there's a possibility that they're going to be able to return to their homes. So that's giving them hope. But the Islamic terrorists in the region, like the Houthis, the terrorists in Jordan, they are not going to just throw their hands in the air and surrender. They're not. That's not their way. The hatred is so deep. So there's going to, the fire of war is going to move to the east and into Syria too. Syria, once Damascus is destroyed, that's a prophecy in Isaiah 17, and I think it's in Amos chapter 1. Once Damascus is destroyed, that is the hub of intel, of the Islamic intel. And Bashar Assad, I think that when Damascus is destroyed, Assad and his family, the princes, I think they may end up in exile, either to Russia, if they're not captured by Israeli forces, and they're going to be captive. In other words, they're going to be under house arrest. If you think the war is bad, you take Assad and his family, and they're incarcerated. That brings a whole new ball game. This is where people internationally will begin to scream. But I don't think that Israel's intention is to harm Assad or his family or the family members. I don't believe that's Israel's intention. But that's going to be another completely different scenario. To take Islamic terrorists hostage, that's one thing. But a royal family, that's something else. And then, how about the King of Jordan when Israel moves into the present-day Jordan? How about Hussein and his family? Now that's a whole new ballgame there. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
If you're like me, 60 and retired, making ends meet, especially here at the supermarket and drugstore, is tough. I'm so blessed to have found BenefitsCheckup.org. It's a free and confidential website from the National Council on Aging that connected me to $1,200 a year in programs that help pay for food, medicine, utilities, and more. Maybe it can help you. BenefitsCheckup.org.
Greetings, folks. This is the Constitutional Medicine Man inviting you to join me Saturdays at 2 p.m. for my show, Constitutional Medicine, right here on AM 1360. That's Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on AM 1360.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
All right, and we're going to tell you, I'll mention one more time again, that Monday through Friday from 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, the Present Truth Program, Internet Radio. And the podcasts are on 1360KHNC.com to the Present Truth site. And then weeknights, 6 to 7. The first hour plays on 1360 AM radio, Johnstown, Colorado. And I just wanted to brief you on what's happening in Israel and what's going to happen. Vladimir Putin is being pushed, and Russia's going to begin to... The vision Russia has is to take Eastern Ukraine, and that would be once again become Russia, and just end the war. But Zelensky doesn't want that. And he had stated here 3-4 weeks ago that he had talked to Trump and would be willing to negotiate and end the war. Now he's saying just the opposite. He's saying that no, it's not going to happen. And with the, okay, I want to also talk about which would be the best way, how would I present this? Iran presently is working with all the terrorist groups. But in spite of that, these terrorist groups are having a very difficult time against the IDF. There is no international outcry against Iran continuing to push this conflict. No one is saying anything. This administration isn't saying anything. They won't. And Russia now, Turkey last week, decided that they want to be partners in the BRICS, in BRICS. They have asked now, they're ready to sign whatever's needed. They want to be part of BRICS. This is a little bit difficult for the United States because we have depended on Turkey to be more neutral. In Ezekiel 38 and 39, there would come a time when Turkey would begin to build very favorable ties with Russia, not just economically, but in a plan that is in Ezekiel 38 and 39, a plan to unify with Russia. And maybe they don't know it. Maybe Iran, maybe Turkey doesn't realize that they are going to join with Russia in a military operation. And that military operation is to invade Israel. And this was another prophetic sign that Turkey has been at a distance to a great degree with Russia. They've had a little bit of conflict here and there over the last couple of years. Not now. That conflict has ended. They want to join Russia economically to be part of that new international world order, which Iran is a part of. And this means that I feel, in my view, the prophecy in Ezekiel 38 and 39, which I did discuss it, part of it last week, and the nations that would come with Russia, I think there are some of the armies of Ukraine that might come. I think Gomer, which is kind of a German name from the eastern part of Germany, some of these armies may come. I think Azerbaijan, there are a few nations in the old Soviet bloc that would work with Russia in her plan to come south. Vladimir Putin, I know he doesn't want war with Israel. He doesn't want to send his armies into the Middle East. He doesn't want that. And it says in the prophecy that God will put hooks in the mouth of Russia and drag her and all the armies with her, drag them to the Middle East. You don't drag somebody that doesn't want to be, you know, if somebody's willing, you don't need to drag them. Russia's unwilling, doesn't want to come, doesn't want to be forced into coming south, but will be forced to move with Iran. I think Israel is going to probably have some more military operations against Iran. And this is going to, a response is going to be Russia has got to help out the Iranian family. They're related through blood. Iran is not Arab. Iran is actually in the family of Russia, of the Russian people, their family, light-skinned, light eyes, light hair, not like in Europe. Nevertheless, family, different family member, different traits. But still, Iran and Russia are family. Turkey to some degree, I'm trying to remember. I don't think they're Arab either. And Vladimir Putin doesn't want to have to make that decision, but he's going to be forced to. I think this war in Ezekiel 38 and 39, well, I'm going to say this. It will happen next summer, sometime during the summer. Things are developing right now in the prophecies in the Bible. And these prophecies, the reason I present them to you is because they may seem as not your world. Many people here are not Christian listening to the programs. It's not your world. You may not be interested in it. Interested or not, when these things happen and you see that they're in the Bible, then you're going to start to view the Bible in a different way. It can be trusted. The prophecies are accurate forecasting, like weathermen. The weathermen now, pretty accurate. But the interpretation of prophecy is the problem. I always state this. The interpretations of the problem. It's my interpretation. It will be tested. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
I'm excited to announce my all-new mattress topper. In the times we're in, I wanted to bring you the best affordable mattress topper ever. So I took my two best technologies and combined them to make the ultimate mattress topper. And now you can get it for as low as $69.98. Queen size, only $99.98. It all starts with my famous MyPillow foam that provides you that overall full-body support. Second is the individual comfort supports that give you an amazing custom sleep experience. It's like it's made specifically for you. The queen size alone has over 14,000 comfort supports. This is the perfect mattress topper to improve any bed. New bed, old bed, your guest beds. Get them for every bedroom in your house. Go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code
KHNC
to get the all-new My Mattress Topper for as low as $69.98. Queen size, only $99.98. Don't delay. Order today.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners, family-owned and operated since 1970. We use the latest non-toxic green cleaning systems and state-of-the-art tensioning units to assure a quality and consistent finish. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, from wedding gowns to sleeping bags, we do it all. For info and directions, call us at 970-775-0623. Again, 970-775-0623.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and hack we're out alone. Riders on the storm,
there's a killer. Okay, and with prophecy, there's a matter of interpretation. That's always been the problem, interpreting what the prophecies mean. The prophecies are accurate forecasting, the interpretation, that is the problem. Well, I present this to you, it's documented. This way, we'll see if my forecasting is, or if my interpretation is where I sit. And there are these signs in the Bible, many signs I should. I'm going to make a list. I have a list in my mind. I need to write them down. One of the signs of this coming election in this country. This is not just someone exiting and someone entering. No, no. Not this election. This election is different. There is going to be a change in power structure. Not just presidents with limited power as they take office. No. This is going to be a change in the structure, the political, not just political, but the power structure in this country. I refer to the nations of the world. They are all watching this election. We are in the midst of it. We don't pay attention. We are overwhelmed with the breakdown of the society. The nations of the world are watching the election because they know this change in leaders, something's different. Kamala, they don't see Kamala winning. They don't see Kamala taking office. We may want to believe that, but the nations don't. The nations in Europe, China, Russia, Africa, all of the nations, because they're at a distance and they have their own intelligence agencies keeping these leaders updated, they know that they're hoping Trump will be placed in position again. They're really hoping. They know that for the safety or the well-being of their countries, Donald Trump is the best individual that they would support. Last week, the British bankers out of the city of London, they're throwing their support to Donald Trump because they know with his economic policies, it would be good for England because Trump had already made agreements with the British to ease trade so that the United States and Britain could start to send more products to the United States. Their economy is in bad shape. They are imploding. Germany, the best thing for Germany would be Donald Trump. Volkswagen is in such financial stress, they are in so much financial trouble, they may cease to exist as a car manufacturer within 2 years. And for people that understand Volkswagen and who Volkswagen is to the German economy, wow, this is unbelievable. Let's say that you cut all of the Walmarts out of America. Just today, you close the doors. What do you think that would do to this country? Just shut down every Walmart right now. And tomorrow, the doors are closed. What do you think will happen to this country? Well, with Volkswagen, it's kind of like a Walmart to them. The jobs, the income, what is added to their gross national product, Germany would be. And Germany, I'm telling you, these nations in Europe, their best choice, the best thing that could happen to them is Donald Trump returning to power, the presidency, being left alone. They would leave him alone. He would turn the American economy around, and the economies of the nations would be somewhat stabilized. People don't realize what his policies would do. Ending the war in Ukraine. He's at war right now with the military-industrial complex, BlackRock. And the CIA funding this next would-be assassin, helping him to get to the Ukraine, helping him, financing him. The guy's a brilliant guy. He's no dummy. And to me, I looked at him and he has that certain, you can tell through the disposition, he's just very arrogant. This man has been MK-ultra'd. This man has some kind of torture, some sort of psychological programming in his past. And I think, like Christ said, nothing will be hidden. We're going to see what happens. Nothing can be hidden. Excuse me. This individual, more is going to come out on him. His connection with Gov, his connection with Kamala. Time is going to tell if they don't scrub not only his social media, but everything else about him. And like Oswald, hopefully he won't get the flu. He might get the flu in prison. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit pumpkincreekranchco.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED for our special offer.
Before I was adopted, I felt like nobody wanted me. I felt like my life was already over.
At a certain age, they don't want you. You're troubled and stuff.
Even if I wanted to be adopted, who would adopt a 17-year-old?
Inside, I knew, like, I'm not a troubled kid. I know what I'm in for, why I'm here.
My biggest fear was that I would age out and not know how to be sufficient on my own.
I had nightmares every single day at my birth mom's house. It was just really scary for me living there.
I was scared. I was lost, and I felt hopeless.
I felt like, don't I deserve to feel happy and loved?
I just wish I'd gotten adopted sooner.
Unfortunately, the number of children waiting to be adopted from foster care is on the rise. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is the only public nonprofit charity in the U.S. focused exclusively on foster care adoption. You can help. Go to DaveThomasFoundation.org to learn more.
Hello, church. Henry here from God's Feeding Station. We are, without a doubt, living in interesting times. Times when we find ourselves dealing with feelings we know that are not Christ-like, but yet we must deal with them nonetheless. And sometimes we're not sure how. Fortunately, we have a loving Father who has given us His Word to guide us. Colossians 3, beginning at verse 8, says, "But now you must put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator." GodsFeedingStation.org, a proud sponsor of Craig James and Just Informed Talk Radio.
He went to fight wars for his country and his king, of his honor and his glory, the people would sing. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
The nations of the world, they know the best thing that could happen to them would be the re-election of Donald Trump. They know that. The globalists know that Donald Trump, should he be installed once again as president, they know this would be the bring about a quicker demise to their New World Order plans. Their New World Order plans would be, and this time wouldn't be interfered with. They would end. And so this is why Germany, the best thing for England would be the return of Donald Trump, and in Ukraine for the NATO nations, the end to the conflict with Russia. It would be the best thing for them. In Israel, Trump would work something out with the Israeli government to put a halt to the war. That war, you cannot alter prophecy. You can't. Donald Trump could not do that. Donald Trump will not be able to stop the war and the conflict in Gaza. Israel will finish that war and remove the enemies in Gaza, the West Bank, and Lebanon, and also occupy Jordan. Donald Trump can't change that. But still, overall, for the nations of the world, it would be best that Trump win, because one thing Trump will do is put a halt to the Ukraine war and further future wars of the globalists. And this way, the American youth will not end up in foreign countries. Another thing Trump will do is put a seize assets of the NGOs, the non-governmental organizations. They're really NGGOs, non-governmental organizations. He will find out who is funding these people coming into this country, like Jorge Soros. How are they getting their funding? Trump this time would put a, just like Israel is finding the roots, shipping arms from Iran to Lebanon, Trump would find out how these roots financially, who is funding bringing these people from other nations into this country. But we cannot change Bible prophecy. Donald Trump will not return to power. And I'll finish the program by just saying there's only one individual that will be the head of this new power structure in this country. We cannot stop it. That is Barry Satoru, a.k.a. Barack Obama. We cannot change it. It is prophecy. It must come to pass. And Trump will not be assassinated. He will not die via assassination. For today, Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, podcast 1360khnc.com. Visit tomorrow.
Have you heard of Healing for the Ages? This is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. Join us on September 13th and 14th in Dallas, Texas at the Healing for the Ages Conference. Dive deep into topics like what causes cancer, epigenetics, the power of detoxification, natural healing through botanicals and homeopathy. Learn to take control of your health with wisdom from Dr. Brian Artis, Dr. Henry Ely, Dr. Jana Schmidt, Dr. Edward Group, and guest speakers Dr. Lee Merritt and Dr. Judy Mikovits. Can't make it in person? No problem. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED. Get $50 off virtual VIP registration and enjoy exclusive content from the comfort of your home. Hurry! Early bird prices for in-person attendance end on September 1st. Don't miss your chance. Register now at healingfortheages.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED.